Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, Tesla has lost its position as the global electric vehicle sales leader to a Chinese company.
Tesla sold just over 1.6 million EVs in 2025, while China's BYD saw sales surpass 2.2 million, capping off a disappointing year of EV sales for Tesla, which also reported weaker than expected fourth quarter deliveries on a decline of 16% from a year earlier. Fourth quarter EV demand was impacted by the expiration of the federal government's EV tax credit. BYD and other Chinese EV makers like NIO and XPeng have made deeper inroads in Europe with cheaper models compared to Tesla.
That's CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks. So it's called BYD, capital letters here, BYD, passenger cars that are available overseas, but not yet in the United States due to high tariffs, trade issues. There's some regulatory hurdles as well. Remember, the U.S. imposes over 100% tariffs on Chinese electronic vehicles, making them pretty much financially unviable for this market. So that may not happen for a number of years. And you got some ongoing U.S.-China trade disputes, which are creating some barriers here. But admittedly, I'd never heard of this company before, but it's starting to make inroads throughout the European nations.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, but like you said, with the tariffs and everything in play, you don't know when this will reach the United States. But here's some news regarding tariffs. The Trump administration is rolling back some tariffs today. ABC's Elizabeth Schultz has the details.
The White House says that higher tariffs on furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanity sets will be delayed. They were set to face tariffs as high as 50% on January 1st. Well, now they'll stay at 25% for 1 year. Still a significant increase that did take effect back in October.
The delays allow for continued discussions with trade partners to address broader trade and national security concerns related to wood products. The move provides temporary relief to domestic manufacturers, retailers, and consumers struggling with cost and supply chain issues. So we'll see. The thing with these tariffs and the way that this administration have administered them to different countries, like, at some point, like, so is there a timeline on how long you want these to be in effect, or are these still negotiating plots to get them to eventually go away? Or, like, I just want to know what the goal and the ultimate goal of all these tariffs are for our country. We're told that it's going to mean big money for us and, you know, later down the line, but when is that going to come? Don't know.
Number three, a Netflix finale brings in big money to the big screen. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
On New Year's Eve, Stranger Things, the finale, debuted simultaneously on Netflix and in about 600 movie theaters across the country, with showings again on the big screen on New Year's Day.
I need you to fight one last time.
And it did, bringing in an insane amount of money. Early numbers say it likely generated $20 to $25 million in revenue, setting a new record for a Netflix show in theaters. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
That was like the New Year's party for some, right? Well, what are you doing tonight? I'm checking out the Netflix Stranger Things finale. You do that at home? No, I'm going to the movie theater to watch it. Do you have Netflix? Yes, I do. But you're not going to watch it at home? No, I'm going to go to the theater, right? It became an event here. So AMC is the world's largest movie theater chain. They said it brought in about $15 million to their theaters alone. So they didn't sell tickets. They sold concession credits at $20 a piece. And with that, you had your opportunity to pick a seat in the theater if you wanted to watch it at one of their theaters. Stranger Things debuted in 2016. And the series, no doubt, has generated a cult phenomenon here. It's one of Netflix's most popular TV series ever. Its fourth season alone amassed over 140 million viewers globally. Pretty amazing franchise.
Wow. And I have yet to indulge a single episode of it, so they must be very successful.
I got to get back on the horse here because we tried. My wife and I tried watching it, and We're not big into sci-fi, though I certainly appreciate it. Mm. My wife doesn't like it when kids get injured on television either, which I can totally appreciate. And the first, like, 8 minutes of the first episode, you're like, oh, boy, where's this going? So we punted and then never got back to it. I don't want to watch it by myself because it would just be me, not with anybody else in my family watching that. The kids are too young. So
who are you going to talk to about it?
Exactly.
Hey, did you see that last night?
So I'm holding off until my wife and I both conclude that we're ready to dive in. But everybody has told us we'd absolutely love it. About 8 minutes into episode one. I got some room to grow here. That's for sure.